My name is Sir Iqbal Sukrani. I'm the chairman of Muslim Aid and former Secretary General of the Muslim Council of Britain. The challenges that we face today in the world can only be dealt with when we are unified, when we have an effective voice. So it is a tragedy in many ways that we see the Muslim world fragmented, divided on political terms, on economical terms, and of course on the social background in terms of the rich and the poor nations. Unless we are able to bridge that gap and able to understand that the whole Muslim world is in many ways in danger and that we need strong leadership to come in, try to bring in, create consensus amongst the Muslim nations, we will be suffering. And the more we suffer, the Muslim communities, not only Muslim, the Muslim countries will suffer, but the Muslim communities living in non-Muslim countries will also suffer very badly. Turkey is playing a very important role at the moment. Turkey is perhaps one of the very few Muslim countries that is showing the leadership in terms of how to govern a country, how to be a responsible government, able to address the concerns of the communities, of the population of the country. And a country that is able to have a wonderful relationship with other countries as well, both Muslim and non-Muslim. So I think Turkey is in, has got tremendous respect in the Western world. Also, the recent visit of the Prime Minister to Somalia was, I think, instrumental. It really shows that the Muslim countries do just not visit only the rich Muslim countries, but when Muslim countries are in difficulties, when there's poverty, when there's emergencies, crisis, we have Muslim leaders to go and show solidarity and sympathy. This is a very powerful message of Islam, and I think it makes all of us very, very proud that Turkey has taken that stance. But I think Turkey should take its own leadership role. Turkey should be at the forefront, and people look upon Turkey, and if Turkey does not take that initiative, then it will be answerable to the communities around the world and, of course, more importantly, to our creator. Of course, I think I'm grateful to the channel, your new channel, NITV, and I think you're involving as many people at the forum to talk and speak about is a very good thing. And I think this is what we need. We need to have diverse views up here. More and more channels should come out, able to be more objective, and we need to get this very positive message out. With no negativities, no condemnations, no discrimination. And inshallah, once we live to the Islamic ethos, the success of the channel will be there. Inshallah.